Zambia wishes to join all other delegations who have expressed reservation on private standards. Zambia also recognizes the good and well-written report. However, the Zambian delegation wishes to urge Codex, OIE, and IPPC to coordinate with these private standard bodies and to try to reason with them that they need to work together with the three sisters who are always making the international standards for better harmony, for fair trade and food safety. Otherwise, there is a lot of confusion. And then for developing countries, the trust of these international bodies is being eroded. They are wondering in our nation whether Codex, OIE and IPPC are still valid bodies for the benefit of their causes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Zambia. Zimbabwe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is my observation, Mr. Chairman, that there is definitely a serious concern about the issue of private standards, particularly from among the developing countries. And the main issue of concern seems to be centered on trade. And my view is that central governments in member states are the signatories to the WTO agreement, which provides for countries to have the right to safeguard the health of their citizens in food trade. In that respect, my suggestion would be that the central governments should impress upon the WTO to make sure that in terms of food trade, the codex standards prevail over any other standards. Also take into consideration that codex standards may also leave a gap somewhere, and where that gap exists, private standards can be used. But otherwise, where codex standards exist, this should prevail over all the other standards. And in that respect, WTO should make sure that those private standards are not used as impediments to trade. So I think WTO should play a major role in making sure that private standards are used to impede trade, particularly as a concern of developing countries and the use of these private standards in developed countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Zimbabwe. Malaysia, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Malaysia shares the concerns raised by many developing countries on the possible impact of private standards on the food chain and on public standard-setting process, especially with regards to the lack of transparency of the standard-setting process being adopted by these private standard-setting bodies. These bodies also lack the science base that is being followed in Codex. Mr. Chairman, we have reservations on the conclusions contained in the report. We certainly need to be aware of such standards and understand the potential impact. We, however, do not agree that Codex should be engaged in a discussion with private standard-setting bodies in a collaborative manner. Mr. Chairman, more importantly, Codex should maintain its role as an international standard-setting body for food safety, and such standards should remain as guidance to governments and as references for international trade. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. México comparte la preocupación expresada por delegaciones previas y apoya la posición de Brasil en cuanto a las conclusiones del reporte presentado, ya que este debería de hacerse nuevamente con las recomendaciones hechas por Brasil. Reconocemos que las normas privadas son parte del día a día y, sin embargo, deberían de estar perfectamente enmarcadas dentro de un ámbito definido por Codex, por lo cual consideramos que la propuesta hecha por Cuba sería la forma de seguir adelante y en donde los Estados miembros pudiéramos tener la oportunidad de expresar las propuestas de cómo deberían de quedar enmarcadas este tipo de normas. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Mexico. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Costa Rica coincide plenamente con muchas preocupaciones que han expuesto los países, porque esto afecta nuestras exportaciones y también nuestras economías y nuestro bienestar social. Sin embargo, debemos tener claro que las normas privadas seguirán existiendo y renacerán muchas otras, pero hay preocupaciones muy profundas sobre el sustento científico y su transparencia, y como se dijo antes también, sobre los mecanismos de solución de controversias ante la Organización Mundial de Comercio. En vista de lo que ya hemos escuchado, también las normas del Codex deben fortalecerse. Sin embargo, es menester tomar en consideración llevar a cabo un análisis de todas las inversiones que aquí se han expuesto, y alentamos para que conjuntamente con OIE y CIEPF se emita una resolución conjunta de posición en relación con el papel que juegan las normas internacionales de estas tres hermanas en el marco de la OMC y muy especialmente bajo los principios de los acuerdos de medidas sanitarias y fitosanitarias y el acuerdo de obstáculos técnicos al comercio. Finalmente, quisiéramos apoyar las reservas planteadas por Brasil. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Belize, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Belize also shares the concerns of many in here, but I do think it's and we believe in the standard setting codexes, the international standard setting body for food safety. So is OIE and IPPC. But I think it's a wake-up call for us when we have this issue coming up. It's telling us that if there's any perception out there that there's a void, or if we're lagging behind, somebody will fill that void. So I think it's really telling us that we need to get our act together in a more stronger way, and we should do that in a collaborative fashion with the other standard-setting bodies, like the OIE and IPPC, to come to some general conclusion about how we should address this issue. And I think the SBS committee is the best place to do that as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Belize. Lebanon, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We think that this is a very important issue, and this issue should be discussed between the three sisters organizations. A full coordination should be established between these three organizations in order to achieve a common decision or position in this regard, and to propose relevant recommendations to the WTO and specifically the SBS committee, which has the major and essential role to play in this regard. Codex should also start thinking about the best ways to start involving these private organizations in the Codex standard elaboration process. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Lebanon. That concludes the list of member states. May I now call upon OIE, please, the World Organization for Animal Health.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je voudrais confirmer que les pays membres de l'OIE ont voté à l'unanimité une résolution qui donne mandat à la direction générale pour négocier avec toutes les parties prenantes les voies et moyens pour éviter toute contradiction entre les normes dites officielles et les normes dites privées. Le comité international, l'Assemblée générale, a reconnu l'utilité et la complémentarité de certaines normes privées, prenant comme exemple les normes ISO, qui sont complémentaires, mais est extrêmement préoccupé par la possibilité de contradiction entre normes publiques et privées, et souhaiterait également que l'OMC fournisse une analyse juridique sur ces questions, car si elles n'étaient pas traitées et résolues, c'est l'avenir de l'accord SPS et l'avenir du rôle du Codex, de l'OIE et de la CIPV qui pourrait être remis en question. Donc je voudrais confirmer que l'OIE serait tout à fait disposé à discuter avec la commission du Codex pour déterminer une position commune sur cette question. Je vous remercie.
Thank you very much, OIE. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I think we have had a very interesting debate. I would just like to make a few remarks from the Codex Secretariat. First of all, the statement that Codex is slow. As such, I'm getting a bit tired of it. And so should you, probably, because we do have a lot of successes that I think we do not make reference to enough, which is such as that in most cases our pesticide MILs are now adopted in Codex in less than 1 year, which is a very good success. Nevertheless, anything good can be improved. So, and I'm very happy to look into how slow actually are we, and to initiate a study on that, to find out what is actually that is slow and what makes us to be perceived as slow. So I'm willing to engage ourselves in a study to do so, and then to see what we can do in order to become even faster. The second point I would like to make is there were a lot of suggestions in entering into a dialogue with private standard-setting organizations. And as part of my functions, I'm responsible for receiving the applications for observer organizations. And one of the things that has surprised me in the past is that I've never received one from one of these organizations. Whereas Codex is just a forum that they should be interested in participating. So I'm very willing to tell them that they're very open to receive their applications for observer status. And the procedure manual on that is very open, actually, because we say Usually it should be international NGOs. And for the purpose of this, international in structure and scope is if they have members and carry out activities in at least 3 countries. But it is also said that the Directors General of FAO and WHO may, upon the advice of the Executive Committee, grant observer status to organizations not meeting this requirement if it is clear from the application that they would make a significant contribution to advancing the purposes of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. So, we are very open. And if any of you can encourage any of those organizations to make an application, the Executive Committee will look at it favorably and we can engage in a dialogue. That concludes my intervention at this moment. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Secretary. FAO, please.
I would like first to express gratitude and thanks to all the delegations that have taken the floor and shared their opinion about the paper of consultant Spencer and Humphrey. Rather, Hansen and Humphrey, sorry. What I would like to say is that when we received the report from the consultants, we had the same impression that you all had. And one thing we could have done is to reject the report and say that you have to change it in the way that we would like it to see it. No, we did not choose that solution. I think we thought it is important that what is being thought outside, particularly these two consultants are among the international consultants that have worked extensively on this particular subject. So they're not anyone that we have picked to prepare the report. The conclusions and the opinions of the consultants are certainly provocative, and they were meant to be provocative. I think if we want Codex to improve constantly and to respond to the needs of the market and of the consumer, it's important also to listen how people are perceiving Codex outside, in the business. And this is what was put forward, and this is the reason why we didn't want to touch on the document and leave it the way it is so that it gives this feedback from you, all the delegations that have spoken. I think it's an important feedback that we welcome, we will work with, and we certainly will help us improve our system, because FAO has always been behind public standards, official standards. In all our position, we have always supported public standards because we are, after all, an intergovernmental organization, and this is the essence of the existence of Codex is to be a public domain. Now, that doesn't mean that we should ignore what's going on outside. And if things go beyond control and would jeopardize the future of standard-setting bodies as important as Codex, which is over 50 years of existence, it's important that we give it some recognition in our discussion and try it also to influence collectively what is being done outside. I believe that the proposal to engage in dialogue and discussions with this private setting organization is something that we should pursue. And not ignoring them is not the right way to do. I think we should engage in dialogue, and we should insist that the benchmarking work should be based on Codex. This is the official standards that have been negotiated among governments of the entire world almost, and these are the ones that should be the benchmarking thing. And I understand from my last meeting with representatives of these organizations that they are going in that direction. There's already a lot of improvement in their benchmarking. I think Codex has made a lot of steps forward in that direction. And I think if we continue this dialogue, we may achieve a lot through it. And if Codex becomes the benchmarking also for private standards, I think it will make a breakthrough internationally on its position as the reference for international trade. Having said that, Mr. Chairman, I want to really thank all the delegations for their reaction to this report, and I would like that we look at it from what is important and good for the future of Codex and try to influence the future of Codex so that it takes into consideration the existence of private standards. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, FAO. WHO, please.
Peace with FAO.
Thank you very much, WHO, for being very brief. For the first time, I must say. Right, I think we have had some excellent discussions. Indeed, we have received information. WTO, please.
Thank you, Chair. I don't want to take any more time, but I just, in view of some of the suggestions about how a number of issues should be tackled in the WTO, in the SPS committee, or in the TPT committee, I wanted to remind the delegates here that in the context of the work in the WTO, we are in this process of putting together an analytical report with concrete actions for the committee. And of course, there are various channels through which discussions here get to the SPS committee. One will be any recommendation you're about to adopt here or any decision will be reflected, obviously, will be discussed in the working group on private standards and at the SPS committee. But also, at the same time, I think it's very important that the delegates here coordinate with their delegates to the SPS committee, if they are not the same, and work on providing inputs, concrete inputs to that analytical report. And the deadline for doing that, once again, is 1st of September. So that, and then the report will be circulated later on in September. I just wanted to remind delegates here that there is that deadline in the SPS committee process as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, WTO. As I said, we have had excellent discussion. It is very clear that the issue of private standards is a concern to developing countries. We also need to take note that the study that was undertaken and the report that we have was just a discussion paper. A discussion paper to stimulate debate for which we have undertaken. So we really need to thank the consultants and FAO and WHO for initiating this as a benchmark for further discussion on this particular issue. The Commission has indeed expressed some disagreements on the conclusion of that report on a number of issues, and these have been raised. And we have the right to do that, because this was a document to stimulate this debate. However, a number of issues have also been raised in our deliberation that we really need to take note of. But first note that there is no standard-setting organization, an international standard-setting organization, other than Codex, that develops science-based, internationally derived standards. There is no such standard-setting organization that is also open, inclusive, and democratic, and transparent in the standard-setting process. So it's only Codex that has established that process. However, we need to note that we, the Commission, is discussing private standards. There are private standards. And therefore, there is no way that we can actually stop these private standards. But on the other hand, we have to see how Codex standards relate to these private standards. And indeed, it is the desire of the Commission that Codex standards become the benchmarks for these private standards. Codex best answer private standards is not just talk about them. And indeed, this issue has come out of the Commission deliberations. We need to look at our own internal mechanism on the way we develop our standards and how quickly and efficiently we develop those standards. So it provides for us an opportunity for review, internal review, as the Commission of our own processes. We also need to note that faster development of standards may be one of the ways in trying to achieve our goals. It has also been mentioned by the Commission that we should continue to engage effectively with these international organizations, such as OIE, on private standards, and our goal should be that private standards harmonize to Codex standards. There have been proposals from the floor that the Commission, and especially the Executive Committee, needs to thoroughly look at this particular issue of private standards and be able to report on the next commission meeting. But as you note, there are already existing interventions. These interventions include work which is going on in the SPS committee, of which we have heard so much about, which includes indeed our own member states. There is work which is going on in OIE, again including our own member states. There is also work which is already ongoing between CODEX through FAO and WHO in engaging and monitoring the work that is being undertaken in this area. We have also had information from the European community of some of the interventions in this area, and I believe our member states should take advantage of those opportunities to further discuss the issue of private standards. The Commission may wish to conclude. One, that we should seek to encourage that private standards harmonize codex standards. And two, that the Commission should critically review its internal mechanisms with a way of improving the speed and efficiency by which we produce our standards. The issue of private standards is not going to go away today. Discussions, as I've already mentioned, will continue in the various fora, and we need to follow those discussions. I believe that when we come to the next commission meeting, we should be able to get an update of what exactly is happening in those areas through the mechanisms and meetings that we have been told about. That is a summary of the discussion that we have had on private standards. I recognize the flag of FAO, then we shall have Argentina.
Shall I start myself? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's not to disagree with your conclusion, but rather to perhaps add two or three points that were made on suggestions, particularly that I think are important to include in the report. That is, I think there were suggestions that the three sisters, that is, the three standard setting bodies recognized by WTO, should have consultations so that they have a common position vis-à-vis this phenomenon. Second, that WTO should clarify also the legal implications of the use of private standards in international trade. I think there was a request that they should have some analysis of the legal implications. And the last point, and I think it's fair discussion, that the SPS committee is the right forum for continuing this discussion because there the three sister agencies are represented and they can follow the discussion with member countries. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. I think those who were mentioned and they are important points for this meeting. Argentina, please.
Algunas precisiones, porque no ha quedado claro lo que diría el resumen. Entendemos que en realidad, al hacer su resumen, usted lo que ha puesto énfasis es que las normas privadas se adecuen a los estándares CODEX y no al revés. En segundo lugar, si bien es cierto que el tema de la demora del CODEX en elaborar normas, en ocasiones, podría ser un factor que tenga que ver con esto de la proliferación. En realidad nosotros creemos que la proliferación de normas privadas es un negocio y rápido porque no tiene nadie que se contraponga. Simplemente establecen las normas que estiman convenientes. El proceso CODEX es un proceso democrático y por eso lleva su tiempo y no quisiéramos acelerarlo demasiado y terminar haciendo cualquier cosa simplemente por ganar la carrera. Coincidimos plenamente en que tiene que haber convergencia con las organizaciones y quizás el Comité Ejecutivo en su próxima reunión podría invitar a representantes de la OIE y la CIPF para poder hacer una propuesta conjunta en la comisión en su próxima sesión. La otra cuestión que queríamos dejar sentado es que el tema de las normas privadas y la competencia de los gobiernos no es una cuestión sanitaria solamente, ni que afecte los objetivos de inocuidad del CODEX. En esto están involucrados el SPS, los objetivos del acuerdo TBT Y en el futuro quizás habría que analizar bajo la, en la OMC si esta condicionalidad de tener que pagar permanentemente para certificar no es una barrera al comercio bajo el acuerdo GATT, porque en definitiva pareciera que lo que hay que pagar es un peaje para poder ingresar inclusive a veces con nuestras propias normas a otros mercados. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. I request that we don't reopen the discussions, but rather fill in the gaps for our conclusions. Please. Next, we have Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En general, yo estoy de acuerdo con las conclusiones por ustedes generadas. Salvo una aclaración de lo de la armonización, la verdad que es que se adecúen las normas privadas a las normas COEX, pero nos pareció que varios países lo dijeron, y algo también dijo el secretario, en torno a estimular o invitar a las organizaciones generadoras de normas privadas a que sean observadores de esta comisión. Eso nos gustaría que quedara en las conclusiones también, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. I think we shall take that in part of our conclusion. I want to clarify to Argentina, maybe it was not very clear, private standards, codex standards. In the discussion of the Commission, it has been clearly noted that all other standards should benchmark on codex standards. That's the most appropriate way, given the way we develop our standards. I hope that is clear to Argentina. Thank you very much. We have Malaysia, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was not quite possible to catch all of the conclusions that, Mr. Chairman, sir, you summarized. But we did catch, for example, two main thoughts which we are a bit worried. Number one was, sir, your use of the word harmonized with codex standards. We maybe need to clarify on that, Mr. Chairman. The second point is your reference to the need for Commission to have speed, greater speed, time. Mr. Chairman, we are very worried about that also, because many times the Commission has talked about, and also Executive Committee has talked about speed, and efforts have been made to have Commission work efficiently. I am not sure what more speed are we talking about. And we also want to have a system, a systematic process that is satisfactory to all member states. So I think we have to be very careful about the use of the word speed that is also referred to in the consultant's report. Mr. Chairman, maybe we need to reflect back on the on your conclusion, sir, a bit more carefully. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Malaysia, the issue of private standards to harmonize. Private standards should harmonize to codex standards. If the word harmonize is not the most appropriate, then we could say benchmark to codex standards. The issue of speed, I thought Secretary had dealt with that. I didn't say that we are slow. I said the discussion was to review our internal mechanism.
A little bit reluctant in engaging in a major review of our working procedures. It sounded a bit big maybe in the conclusions. What I would first want to do, and what I said before, was to look into our speed, because we're always talking about it, and people are talking about that we're slow, but nobody has any concrete. Everybody cites examples. Maybe they cite an example of definitions for fiber having been in the committee for 19 years or something like that. Maybe they cite that. But is that an indication of our overall speed? No, it is not. It is definitely not. So we should, before we continue speaking about speeding up, and certainly probably things can be done, we should do that on the basis of facts, on the basis of how fast, how slow are we, what are the issues that hold us up, and to have maybe a paper prepared for that to be looked at in the executive committee. And then, I think, we can consider what actually needs to be done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretary. I have the two flags. Kenya, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I thought your conclusion on the issues was very clear, to harmonize to codex system, and that the speed of codex that we brought to bear on the processes, which was also very clear. And of course, we are not looking at the Secretariat, we are looking at the Commission as a basis of doing this business. So I hope we give them comfort that we are not pushing them too far. The other thing is that we understand, and we know that the problem here is certification, and of course, it's creation of business by
developed systems to non-developed systems and segmentation of the market, which you don't want to open up as issues that deal with this matter. But of course, with the speed, especially of certain issues to do with getting processes concluded, it's a big issue at Codex. And we have said again that the demerits and the disadvantages of this private standards warrant a good look at the processes so that we are not completely run out of market and we're not overrun, and the Codex system itself is not overrun by private systems. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Kenya. We have two more speakers on this item and then we conclude. We have Ecuador. Ecuador, please.
Gracias, señor. Las delegaciones de Brasil y Cuba hicieron dos propuestas que mi delegación comparte. Quisiéramos saber qué pasó con eso, porque usted no se refirió a esas dos propuestas concretas en sus conclusiones. Quisiera una respuesta. Gracias.
We have to stop now. I need to do some housekeeping remarks. We need to reconvene on this.
Ecuador, your point has been noted. We also have Costa Rica, but we must close right now. I think when we reconvene, we should be able to finalize that issue. But there are some housekeeping issues which we must hear from the Secretary. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Just to remind you that the nominee elected on a regional basis for the Executive Committee is still open. I have received a few. I'm waiting for more. So it is still open. So please bring any nominations to me. If you need a nomination form, I have them here. The second is a side event on Empress Food Safety. You are cordially invited to this side event from 12:45 to 15 in the Austria Room. Thank you very much. That's not. Oh, you say it is.
Hello. Excuse me, please.
Sorry, the event is on Friday.
Some correction by the Secretariat. Correction.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. The event is actually tomorrow on Friday. I got it wrong. Friday, 3 o'clock. Be back at 2:30.
There's a side event on
trust fund, but nobody...